Next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
We got people on the line. If you guys want to jump in, got to push one to join the conversation. All right, let's do what we do, man. It's Wednesday night. It's ladies' night. Let's sit back and kick it. Old school style, baby.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now, let me ask you a question. Actually, let me ask both of y'all a question. All right, let's say you hook up with a girl, right?
Well,
what's your you want to take her to bed? You want to hit it? You know what I'm saying? You want to get you some? What's your first move to let her know you want to get some? What's the very first thing you do? Y'all sitting on the couch. You got the slow jams playing in the background. What's the very first thing you do?
Get up close.
Okay. That's the first thing you do.
Get up. Yeah, you got to get up close, man. You got to get up close. You got to gaze into the eyes, man. Let us see what you want.
Okay, so the first thing you do is make eye contact.
Yeah, I think eye contact is a must. All
right.
Yeah.
What about you, Wick? What's the first thing you do?
That's a good one. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess after eye contact, it just happens. You know.
You gotta do that LL thing, man. You gotta lick them lips, man. And you know, you gotta give her that seductive lick the lips type look.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, y'all do
a little different than I do.
I don't believe in strong arm in the pussy.
Nah, I just go up to him, man. I'd be like,
what's up, ma? Is we fucking or what?
That's right to the point. I mean, really, does that really work?
Hey, it's right to the point, man. There ain't no sense in messing around, bullshitting around, you know what I'm saying? Making a little goo-goo eyes at each other. Fuck all that.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
Hey, no, if that's what floats your boat, if it works for you, go for it. I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying fuck beating around the bush, man.
Well, what is your definition of beating around the bush? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You know, all the little playing around, the you know, touching each other's hands, you know, doing a little, playing a little footsie game. Fuck all that, man. Rubbing on each other's feet. You know, you know how when you sit next to somebody and you take your foot and rub it on top of their foot, then they take their foot and rub it on top of your foot. Fuck all that, man. Like my man say, is we fucking or what? I ain't got time for this, man.
You can't just go in talking about I'm finna just come in and I mean, damn, you just deep on the pussy. You can't just go in manhandling shit.
Hey, they like it rough, man. They like it rough nowadays, man. You know what I'm saying? You know all that lovey-dovey shit, that shit's played out, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, these women want it rough, man. I mean, I'm looking at the lines. We got women on the lines. I need somebody to push one and tell me if I'm wrong. But the lovey-dovey stuff is gone. Okay, hold on. Somebody done pushed one. This is Tina. Is this Tina?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, Tina?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I knew you was going to call today. I knew you was going to call today. So I got something for you. I got something for you, Tina. Let me find it. This is how you like it, right, Tina? Listen now.
I take it back. Like my man.
Ta-da. Did you hear what she said?
I didn't understand it.
Okay. Never mind. Don't worry about it. Okay, but you had something to say about the lovey-dovey thing. You like the lovey-dovey?
Yeah, like, are you serious? You really get shit if you come to a woman, like, if we fucking or what? Like, okay, is this the first time y'all fucking, or is this, like, y'all been established something?
It's the first time.
Oh, hell no.
What you mean, hell no?
Work?
I mean, that wouldn't work with you?
For you? Does that work for you?
And his defense, Tina, he ain't had pussy since pussy had him, so he don't know what he's talking about.
Man, I got kids your age, man.
Well, I was just gonna say, if it works, you better check the females that you with, because that's not no. If that works on a female, yeah, I would be worried about where she's been.
Okay, but look, don't you want to know up front at the beginning what's about to happen?
I mean, you can tell up front in the beginning by all that eye contact conversation and, you know, and the mood and how her body's response is. Like, you can know what's going to happen. If you can't see the signals that the woman's putting out for you, then, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. All right, well, I ain't mad at you. I got to pay some bills right quick.
I mean, okay, what's happening, Tina? This Cass. Me personally, he only speaks for himself. He don't speak for Sin City. I mean,
right.
I do believe in the eye contact. You know what I'm saying? I believe in the whole nine yards. I mean, you know, if the mood is right, hell, I don't even mind dancing. I mean, but just I can't see me just gonna go in that raw dog. Hey, Becky, hey, how you doing? Hey, you doing good? You want to bend over right now? Nah,
right.
That shit.
It's rough houses, boy.
Turn around.
Hey, Cash, you might as well just walk in. Bitch, just give me the pussy.
Right. I mean, damn. I mean, he trying to make a victim of date rape.
It ain't got nothing to do with rape, man. Hold on, man. Let me bring Janine in on the conversation. Everybody say hi, Janine.
What's up, baby?
Hello.
Good. Hi. My name is Janine, and I'm a sex addict.
Oh, that was a good one.
Thank you. I try. Now, did you hear the beginning?
I heard you talking crazy, talking about coming up to somebody that you don't even know.
As usual.
Okay, this is not what I'm understanding. See, this is how things break down. Okay, if you tell somebody very, very beginning what to expect, it shouldn't be no problems. You know what I'm saying?
That's if they want the same thing. They may not want what you want.
But that's why you tell them in the beginning. That way, if they don't want what you want, you know, everybody's free to walk away. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, I give you a prime example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you meet somebody. The person you meet, okay, they want a relationship, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't tell them that in the beginning. You continue to date them and everything. And now this person's looking for a relationship. And then when they come to you with the relationship, you say no. Now you even broke somebody's heart. Because you didn't tell them up front what you was looking for.
Well, I mean, you still ain't got to just walk up to nobody or, hey, can I get some pussy? I mean, come on, man. That's real tasteless.
Unless you're paying for it. Exactly.
Yeah, now you're paying for it, then, hey, you can say what you want, how you want, what you want.
Well, hey, shit, I got $20.
$20.
What's the going rate? Somebody tell me what the going rate is. They can up the prices. I know it's a recession and all, but damn.
Hell, get you blowing on the dick. You don't even get the full blow job with no $20.
She gonna blow your food. There you go, motherfucker.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. It costs more than $2 for a blowjob?
Yeah.
Shit. That's crazy. I get a blowjob for a Happy Meal. With cheese. Take it to McDonald's.
And
that's crazy. Hey, I mess with the 40-ounce girls.
Mm-hmm.
She don't drink 40s, we straight. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. You know, but back to the relationship thing. So y'all don't mind going around breaking people's hearts. If the person tell you up front, look, I'm looking for a relationship, you're not, but you don't tell them. You still go out, go on dates with this guy and so forth. But then when he start talking relationship, you like, no, but he told you up front that that's what he was looking for. You still, even though you wasn't looking for that, you still decide to go out with him. Ain't that leading him on? You playing.
Yeah.
That's leading on, right?
Exactly. It is. Are you trying to compare that to walking up to a woman like, so am I going to hit that tonight? Is that what you're
that's
trying to compare? Cause
it's,
no,
no,
it's not.
No,
that's
not
the same thing. Two different things.
I'm
There's
telling
a line between
front.
Respect.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey, dog, you're on your own with that one.
Hey, Cash, we better get some bail money ready, man, because they don't get his
Yeah, he going to fuck around and catch a fucking case.
Well,
I
you
ain't catching
dating
no cases,
somebody.
Man.
You dating somebody and just walking up to somebody talking about, you know, let's fuck or something. That's two totally different things.
You ain't never had nobody approach you like that before.
No, because that's disrespectful. That's just about respect. It don't got nothing to do with if I would do it or not. It's just the way you come to me with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you ain't never had a man roll up on you at the club or something talking about you should come home with me, girl. Let's go home and do this. You ain't never had a man come to you like that, ever. Neither one of y'all, right?
Nope.
Really?
Ooh.
All right, I'm gonna leave it alone. I guess I'm the only motherfucker that think like that.
Yeah, pretty much, dog.
I guess so. I'm gonna sit back and finish drinking my 40, man.
I heard
it being called on a whole, but goddamn. Damn right.
You just took that to a whole nother level.
Yeah, man, you know me, man. I
pushed
the envelope, man.
Okay. Oh, but now, I do want to ask something. Now, you know, I mean, we get people on here all the time. I mean, we do bring up this thing, you know, threesome things do come up on here a lot. And I've heard a lot of women on here say, well, no, I would never get my man a threesome. What if he wasn't your man? What if it was your girl's man? Would you do it?
Oh, are you asking a question?
Yeah, I'm going to start with Tina. Tina. All right, cause
yeah.
Tina?
Yeah.
Now you know that's your girl, you know y'all. I mean, but you, I ain't saying that you ever be looking at her like that, but you looked at him like, well, damn, he is fine. She do got a fine ass man, and she comes to you and say, well, you know, I want to do a threesome with my man. You know, I want to know if you down, would you do it?
Yeah, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The question is, how many people that
yes,
came
to you? Yes, I have.
Came to you. If not, not with you. How many people came to you?
How many people came to me?
Yeah. Janae, you know, you like Mikey. Let's go get Mikey.
I've been approached numerous times. But I only would do it with people if they've been in a relationship with a man. I'm talking about they've had to be in a relationship with them for years and don't seem like you get ready to break up or no shit like that. Or you married to that person. That's the only time I would do it.
Okay, Jimmy, let me ask you a question. Now, you've done it before.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's say you brought a woman in. Now, okay, let me see. How can I say this? Do you worry that your man might want to hook up with an old girl and you know what I'm saying, toss you to the curb? Does that cross your mind?
No. It never crossed my mind about my man. It has crossed my mind about they man wanting to leave them for me, which it has happened.
Dirty motherfucker.
Don't be mad at me. That's what I tell people. I'm going to do me in the bedroom at all times. If you don't want me, if you don't, you and your man better be tight. That's all I'm saying.
But you ain't never worried about another woman taking your man in that situation?
No. Because you know what? I'm the type of woman, if you a badass bitch that can take my man, I'm going to give you your props. That's the type of woman I am. You the bad bitch.
Hey, there you go.
And that's how I see it.
Goddamn. Okay, man. Tina, have you ever participated in one?
Yes.
Was it your man or your girl's man?
My girl's.
It was your girl's man?
Mm-hmm.
Now, after y'all got done, did you ever think about hooking up with him again? Solo.
No.
Or did you ever hook up with him again solo?
No.
You never thought about hooking up? Right.
What?
Did he ever approach you?
Yeah, kind of.
Now, wait a minute.
It wasn't, okay, well, it wasn't as blunt as, hey, can I hit that, you know, but it was more like, I can tell, like, he was, you know, trying to see where I was at, like, because, you know, I felt that, of course, he ain't going to be all that blunt because that's my girl, so he probably, like, you know, afraid to come at me like that because he might be afraid that I'm going to go and tell his girl.
Okay, would you? Would you have done it?
Would I have done it or would I have told her?
I mean,
no, would you have done it?
Right. Would you have did do?
No.
I don't know. You paused.
That was a pause.
Yeah, there's a little pause up in there. Like, you had to really think about that one. I don't know. No.
He ain't had no good day. That's what that was. They had that pipe. I mean, and that did he? I mean, was it what you expected?
He had a good mouthpiece.
Oh, okay. Okay, with that being said, I've heard ladies like, all right, as far as like when it goes down, like, okay, well, you know, you can't do her. I mean, in the threesome, ain't that the all fair game?
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be.
Okay, but other than that, let me ask the fellas. Would y'all do it? Would you have a threesome with your main girl? I know the answer, but I'm going to ask anyway.
No, my main girl, nah. Unless it was two chicks. Unless it was another chick, no dudes. That's a sword fight. I don't do sword fights. Unless it was my boys. You know, but it wouldn't be my main girl. Be some hussy.
All right, Wick, you're lying, but that's another story.
I said I wouldn't not my main chick. I never did my main chick.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I said I'd do it.
All right, I got you, dog. I don't want to put too much information out there. Yeah, what about you, dog? Would you do one with your main girl?
Let's see. I mean, I want to cue up my sound bite, man, because if I'm studying that, she say, hey, I want to have a threesome with you and you and Tama, and this is my main woman, you know, I'm going to have to hit that. Hey, bitch,
come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
So you wouldn't do it. All right, let's say it's not your boy. Let's say your girl came to you and was like, look, I picked this motherfucker up at the club or at the bar or whatever. She on the phone. She's like, look, I'm bringing him home. And we all gonna get down together. What you gonna tell her? How you gonna handle that? I mean, this is your girl. You love her to death. I mean, you really, really love her. You want to see her happy. Would you do that to make her happy?
I want to see that motherfucking happy. You got your goddamn. Yeah, come on. Bring your ass on. I go, yeah. Somebody.
Gonna be some repercussions or consequences.
It's gonna be a lot of holes getting in it with this motherfucking pipe.
You talking about a woman bringing a man home?
Right, I'm glad that he. I'm
gonna kill your fucking mind.
You laying in the bed. He talking about, hey, how you doing? My name Russ. Russ. What the fuck you done? Hey, nice to meet you, brother. You gotta tell me one thing about you. What? Wait a minute. Hold up. I mean, just about it. You done woke. Now, he done came in your room and started undressing. Yeah, man, your girl, she told me come on in, make myself at home. You know, she said she's going in there freshen up. This motherfucker just getting an asshole naked and just sitting in bed with you. So, is it any type of certain way you want to do this?
Georgie Money, I like this girl of yours.
That's what he's going to tell you.
Just imagine this conversation going on there. I mean, because you know what? He would probably have this conversation by himself because I would probably be so in awe that I wouldn't even say nothing, man. I'd be like, well, you know, he studied, you know, hey, man, I mean, you know me, preferably, I like the long, I like to get long strokes from the back. I mean, I like to pump hard, man. You know, I'm real aggressive. I'm real aggressive when I'm in the, you know. I mean, but you know, I can bag up. You know, I am here to, you know, as a favor to your wife. What? I mean, think about this conversation going on.
Oh,
what if your girl brought a girl to you?
Well,
of course,
that's
okay.
But see, that's my point right there. That's like the. I mean, it's kind of fucked up. It's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Look here. Let's speak the rules of the world. I just live by.
Me too. You know what I'm saying?
I just take the rules of the world, dog. I just roll. I roll with the fuck. But then at the same time, I mean, think about it though. You call home. And this is for the ladies. You call home, now Tina, Janine, you call home, hey, well, I got Jeffrey right here, and he wants to come home with us, and he's interested in the three. Hey, yo, guy, like, for real? Bring him home. I mean, you actually get that, and he's excited. Hey, Jeff, it's nice to meet you. Can I see what you're working with? Let's see what's going on here. Yeah, he's a biggin. He's a biggin. Tina, he's a biggin. Where's your fine man? Hey, man, what would you really be thinking?
Oh, okay.
You don't want this motherfucker anyway. Like I said, it's a fucked up thing. I didn't make the rules of the world. I just live by them.
I ain't never wanted to, man. I have wanted to do couples, though. Like, swapping couples.
You know what? I would love to try that shit my goddamn self.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. And I'm sorry. I mean, dog, I could see your girl. I could see a motherfucker sticking some dick up in her. She, oh. Louder than I done ever made us. Get your bitch, get up. Get up. Get your motherfucker out. I can see this motherfucker right home.
You really funny dude, man. You funny, man. You need to take your shit to that comedy jam, motherfucker.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
Ride home. That's what.
No, man, seriously though, dude, I would try that shit at least once, man. I would try at least once.
That's
straight
up. Man, you a damn lie.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. You a motherfucker.
You a damn lie, man. I'm getting like to go straight, man. We'll be going to war with motherfuckers and shit.
He would
the place up.
He wouldn't tell us what happened. No, come on, let's roll. Just grab your heat. What the fuck going on? We finna murk this nigga. Why? What? I'll tell you in the car. We done got this guy. He's still thinking shit. But, hey, man, that motherfucker go right there. You done shot this motherfucker up. What happened? Man. This nigga, man. Yeah, I can see the tears swelling up in his eyes. I mean, she just... I mean, she let out a scream I've never heard before.
Fuck all y'all.
Oh.
I'm sorry, dog. I mean, you my big brother. I love you, dog. But you a goddamn liar. You're not going to do it.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
It sounds good, Father Time. That's the certain things you can't
do. Man, I would try shit at least once, man. I would try at least once.
No, just certain things you shouldn't try, man.
I would try it at the beginning of the relationship.
No, man, it's the same thing. Just trust me, man. You shouldn't try. I'll do it for you and tell you how they work.
You sound like you're speaking from experience. Well, I tried it once.
I was.
It didn't work out.
Why not? What happened?
Well, we was all butt naked in the living room, shit, all four of us. And he was the girl. I let the girl start with him, the wife. It was the man's wife, start with my husband. And so she was over there sucking his dick or whatever. I started going down on her husband, and her husband was just like, he been out to his mom, like, God damn. And it was over.
Oh, hell no.
Damn!
My husband got up, was like, I leave. It's just time to go. And he just got up. He just standing there butt naked. I'm looking like, is this how to go or something? So I did the good wife thing, and I left.
Well, what about the other husband? That's what I don't know. The other husband, he's sitting around like,
hey. Down.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Imagine his ride home. Damn. You ain't never moan that loud when I suck your dick.
Hey, here you go, baby, nah, it wasn't even like that.
I just tried to make her feel good.
You know it wasn't even like that, baby. In the back of his mind, though, God damn, that motherfucker was good.
All right, he gonna call her. I'm drop her ass off. I'm about to call her.
I would have did the same goddamn thing, though. I don't blame him.
I'm like, whoa. What y'all over there doing?
Hey, you need to get up. You got to go. I'm trying to go. There's some funny shit going on around here. I ain't with this funny shit. It's time to bounce. Motherfucker making noises like that? Fuck that.
No. You know, they tried to call me. They tried to call me and have me get come over there by myself, of course. But I did.
He homeboy at home.
Shit, he like, where you going? Where you going? What you finna do? Who was that just called you? What you about to do? I'm coming too. I want to go. Baby, I'm just going to the store. I need to get some shit from the store, too. Come on, let's go.
I think you better stick on the one-on-one relationship, dog. I think that's a thing of life just a tad bit too much for you, man.
I would try it, though. I would do
a
reason.
That's how it was for a minute, though, for real. It was like that for a minute.
I've been on your trail, too. Shit, I know they calling. I know he calling.
Yeah, they both was calling.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's high.
All right.
Hey, man. I don't want to change the subject now. We can get back on the subject. I just got to know. Am I the only person that heard that Tupac got a fucking sex tape?
I heard that.
Anybody else see that?
I heard it.
It's animated, man.
I heard that shit yesterday.
It's not really him? It's a cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm making sure I wasn't the only crazy motherfucker that heard that shit. This motherfucker been dead 15 years. How the fuck he got to take out? You know what I'm saying? Who he fucking? I'm just saying. That's fucking crazy. But let's go into a little Young song, man. I was going to play this one, but I don't think I'm going to play this one. I got this theme song, y'all. I'm going to play for y'all one day. Let's do My Girl. This is my all-time favorite song, y'all.
Oh, shit.
The beautiful Miss Kelly Rowland. Looking at you, baby, you got me inspired to becoming more than a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Baby, I love the way we act so civil with each other. We can giggle with each other. We can nibble on each other when we make love. The way we be crippling each other.
Yeah.
Got me feeling like it really dipping me in butter. Ooh. Closing every door, now we closing every shutter. I'm loving every single thing about us now, especially how you want me to come and meet your mother. Baby, please make no mistake. Every single little thing about you, great. You know you already belong to me, baby.
Yeah.
But I'd rather leave it in the hands of fate. Mommy, know you motivate me to be your one-man team, willing to protect you, lay you down, and quickly taste your cream filling.
And when we're done, that you know what to do with this. Got you all tongue tied like ah. Girl, I'm a fool with this. You make me work harder when you say my name. Yeah, it's not over till I make you rain.
I got mind control.
Motivation.
When Kelly Rowe come around, I be quiet.
Go,
but when she leave, I be talking again.
Go.
Yeah. Shorty be that motivation. I'ma take it there. You just give me your location. I got no more patience. Slow rotation. Keep it clapping for me, girl. More ovation. Got me doing shit. Girl, that body dangerous. Motivational speaker that uses body language. And I read it well, them other boys ain't literate. I follow what you saying, you ain't got the Twitter shit.
And when we're done, feel my legs, baby. And when we're done, feel your hands all over me, baby. You can't stop it. Music still playing in the background. And you're on the thing. You know I believe in you, baby. So close from here. Baby, I'ma be your motivation. And every time it comes down, we'll go another round. Motivation. She tell me keep on going so she can
go,
keep on, keep
go,
on, keep on coming.
That's my new favorite song. I love that fucking song.
So, all right, man.
Go ahead.
before you get into it, man. And ain't she one of the motherfuckers that was singing "Pay My Bills" and "Bugaboo" and all this shit? See, I knew that shit was gonna catch up with their ass. See, motherfuckers got tired of that shit. They start boo. Now they talking about fucking now. You pay my bills. You a bugaboo and all this shit.
That's what sells, man.
Yeah, exactly. They thought they were gonna keep getting away with that playing that old "Say My Name" and all that shit. Oh yeah, bitch. No, we got tired of that. The whole scene, what happened to hell? Fuck this. Let me cater to my man. Let me be your motivation. Yeah, dangerously in love. Yeah, I knew the motherfuckers would change their motherfucking tone sooner or later.
Yeah, she's hot, though. It's a tight ass home. But let me ask the ladies a question. First of all, I see there's people on the show. If y'all want to jump in on the conversation, you got to push one, and we'll bring you in. But now let me ask y'all. Has a man ever hit y'all to where y'all couldn't feel your legs? I ain't never experienced that shit before. And I always thought my game was tight, but I guess it's not. After I listened to that motherfucker song. Because she got up and just walked away fine. Her legs weren't hurting or nothing. But has that ever happened to y'all? Has a motherfucker ever hit you so hard that you couldn't feel your fucking legs? Does that shit really happen?
Yes, it does.
Really?
Very rarely. It's not like oh my God, every time. No. It's very, very, very rare.
But it has happened to you.
Yeah.
Well, Tina, I have to tell you, Tina, that you've been fucking with the wrong one. Come on over to Sin City.
Say what?
Yeah, I said, come on over to Sin City. You go home numb every night.
Mm-hmm.
I see it. You're saying I'm home, but trust me. Trust me now.
They're sitting to deliver, too.
Right. The dominoes we deliver. And some of us is 30 minutes or less. We ain't going to say no name.
With pussy.
You're a slick-talking-ass motherfucker, man. You one of them subliminal message giving motherfuckers.
Did I say Father Time is 30 minutes or less? No, I didn't. I said some of us are 30 minutes or less.
Everybody know what the fuck you was. Everybody know. We ain't gonna say no names. Come on, man. You know what? Check this out, man.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
God,
I with that bullshit. Damn, man. What I'm saying, man. Black people, man.
Don't take it offensive. There's a lot of people that are under 30 minutes.
Right. There you go, brother. See, that's just saying.
You are not the only one out there.
Right.
Now, see, did you hear what she just said, though? Did you hear what she said? You are not the only one out there. And it's like her third time calling the show. And she already said you, as in me, not the only one out there. Come on, man. It's a conspiracy around this motherfucker, man.
I mean, Tina, how you been on the site yet? SinCity.Spruce.com.
No, I've been meaning to go on there. I haven't been on there yet.
But I heard that
you took off the movies.
Yeah. Well, baby, we ain't want to get sued. We ain't want to get the site shut down, so we decided to go and take the movies off.
True that. But, hey, I got all those movies on DVD, so you can always come over. You need to caught that real quick.
Yeah, that was pretty smooth, player. I give you that one. That was pretty smooth.
See, what he lack up in areas, he make up in other ones.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't like in no area, man.
He's a sweet talker, that just see.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, you know, it's a lot of times, you know, I mean, let's just call a spade, man. A lot of times you get that pity pussy.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
You need people like me, man. Yeah,
hey,
shit.
I don't got a problem being a bad guy.
That's what you got other bodies for.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
That's what you got other body parts for. You got your fingers, you got your mouth, you got your tongue. You know, you can make up for it.
Yeah. Whoa. All right, now, Tina, you take the joke a little too far, man. Yeah, come on, whoa. Let's slow. Everybody just chill out. Slow down.
Stop picking on fire time.
There's nothing wrong with having an affliction, dog. I mean, some people can't skip. Some people can't walk into bubble.
You know what, man? As long as they making petroleum jelly, I don't give a fuck what you talking about.
See, that's your problem. So put the petroleum jelly. You got so used to using your hand, once then when you get some real action, your butt, let it build up in you, dog. Let it build up a little bit. You can't go whacking your tiny whacker every time.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Like he in lockdown and shit.
Right. Hey, you turn around. Hey, man, hold up. Playing the video game. Hold up, man. I'll be right back. Did you just see a chili that run to the bathroom?
You motherfuckers are so funny. Ha ha.
Oh, right, guys.
Oh.
I'm just saying, all right, man.
All right, man. We need to change this shit up. Y'all got teams leaving this shit.
All right. Now, hold on now. I do want to ask the ladies a question now. I mean, piggybacking off Father Time. If you did walk in and you see your man beating his meat like that, what would you say?
I hope she didn't let me do that for you.
I need some help or something.
Right, you're doing it wrong.
I would join him.
What about you? What would you say, Tina?
I would help him out.
I'm just saying, society leads us to believe that, like, for a woman to walk in on a man, that would just be totally wrong.
Nah, I don't agree.
I don't do it.
I forgot about that. You ain't never done a day in your life.
No, I haven't.
I've done it right when the guy laying right next to me.
Huh?
I've done it while he's laying right next to me. If he want to join, he join. If not, I'm offended.
Whoa, hold on.
You saying you start off on yourself while he laying next to you?
Yeah, he might be asleep or something.
Yep.
and I be using his body parts for different stuff. Like if he's sleeping, I just like move his hand, put it in something, move his leg, or I be all on his body and stuff like that. I be doing all types of shit. And he
just be asleep. Damn,
just wake him up. Sometimes you can't wake him up. Sometimes they slap your hand
off.
All you gotta do is start sucking his dick. He gonna wake up.
I gotta agree.
That's a universal wake up. Stop arguing. You know that could do a lot of things.
I'd have been in the trunk of sleep by. Oh, hey,
you know.
Hey, Hey, you be the one talking about, ugh. You little boy like the old woman. Girl, don't you tell nobody I'm old like that.
Well, hey, we got people out there listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one. I know
I mean,
who you are.
I'm serious, dog. Now, that's one, I mean, and we just said it. Now I'm going to ask y'all, is it y'all pride? Because y'all do know. Y'all know that sucking dick is just like the ultimate. We can be in the most heated moment. Y'all motherfuckers drop down to y'all knees and suck some dick. We going to be like, hey, you know what?
How was your day?
I really didn't mean what I said. You know, yes, I love you. Well, I mean, why is it that y'all be like, ah, fuck yeah, I ain't doing it? I mean, do you know y'all can squash? I mean, y'all can just solve damn near half the world's problems. I think a lot of this gangbanging shit has come to. Hey, baby, I got to ride on. I'm finna go ride on these dickers. You finna what? I'm finna go ride on these motherfuckers. Come here, let me do something for you right quick. Hey, man, y'all gonna have to go without me because I'm a little busy right now.
That might work. Hey, we got new callers to the show. We got Sunshine with a Y. Hi, right, Sunshine with a Y.
Hi.
What's up, baby?
Nothing. I'm listening to your little story.
No, I'm serious, man. I mean, it's been situations where motherfuckers have just been mad, steaming mad. Motherfucker, I mean, I'm gonna tell you, I ain't gonna lie. I didn't punk out to a lot. I didn't punk out. I mean, I didn't want to. I'm finna beat this motherfucker's ass. I'm fuck her. I'm tired of this shit. Yeah, I love her. Yeah, I love her.
But you know what? And you telling the truth, I know it do work because I found out from my friend that her brother was coming to break up with me one day, and I was like, oh, okay. So after I did that, you know, he had a change of heart. Yeah, he forgot what he even came over there for.
I mean, y'all can solve the world's problems. You hear me? I mean, it's just the fact that y'all just let you. I ain't doing shit. I ain't sucking shit. Girl, don't you know I would love you even more? I would even more. I mean, I love you, but I'm gonna love you that much more.
Yeah, ain't nothing like a good dick suck, I tell you.
I mean, because you...
If y'all, like, get a little bit more for the theme for the woman, she'll be maybe more willing to drop down and help you out, whatever. Because you know what it is.
Wait a minute.
I don't know.
Say that again,
please.
I hear you, baby. Could you repeat that?
I was just saying, like, if y'all did more for the woman, you know, maybe she would be more willing to express that to you.
I hear what you're saying, but a lot of times, I'm not disagreeing with you, but you know a lot of times y'all women get in that little zone where it's like, I'm finna chuck the shit out of this bitch. Best thing for me to do is leave. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to put our hands on y'all, so we pretty much just walk away. And then it's like, once we get into this, because, you know, you can push a person so far. But then when you push them to that point where it's like, all right, I'm going to tell you, the worst scenario is when he quit arguing. When he quit arguing with you, something wrong.
Well, he can put his hands on me.
I don't argue, man. I agree.
I don't argue at all.
I refuse to argue because you're going to win. You're going to lose anyway, man. You can't out-argue a woman, man. It's impossible.
Right. And I mean, for the most part, in the beginning, even though you're right, we still try. We still try. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what dumbass thing did.
It's just
that,
like instinct,
yeah.
man.
But we do try. And then I'm going to tell you, ladies, in all honesty, when he don't argue with you no more, hey, y'all got a problem on your hands. Not to say that y'all care, but yeah, he like fuck it.
That's the best ass.
Well, I didn't lost a whole lot of battles. Like, I disagree, man. It's my fault. When I was married, everything was my fucking fault. I believe that shit. After the first 6 months, I started believing it. This shit's my fault. I heard this shit so goddamn much, I just got used to it. Oh, it's my fault. Before she even started, I say it's my fault. I don't know what I did, but it's my fault.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dog.
Just to keep the arguing down, man. That shit's fucking crazy, man.
Well, see me, man. My thing with that is like, okay.
You stubborn.
I know
that's your problem.
Yeah, I am.
You stubborn ass motherfucker.
I will admit that I am, and when I argue, I have a tendency to. I'm not per se finna grab you, but hey, I'll be like a Tasmanian devil throughout that house. I would tear every motherfucking thing in that house up. I'm not bullshitting. I would tear every motherfucking thing up. Now, granted, I'm gonna be looking like yeah. You stupid motherfucker. How you gonna watch the football game now?
Right, you tore up your shit.
Yeah, I done tore up everything. And see, for me not to get to that point, I just walk away. And then it's like, once I walk away so many times, it's like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not angry no more. I'm just like, oh, well, fuck it. I know what you're gonna do.
I give you that, man. I give you that. I've seen you walk away. I've seen you walk away. But you also took a vase to the back of your motherfucking head.
You remember that?
I was right there. Yeah, yeah, turned your back and tried to walk away. Called a vase. Hey,
y'all. Just got cut the back of my head. That bitch hit me right in the crack of my head. And then laughed and slammed the door.
The shit was funny, though. I ain't laughed then, but I'm laughing about it now. That shit was funny in the motherfucker, dog. You fell all in the snow. Hey, y'all, that motherfucker was outside with no shoes on his knees, holding the back of his motherfucking head. That shit was funny as hell.
When I came back to that motherfucker, boy, hey, to this day she's still better. You know what? Every time you see her, you need to tell her, say thank you. Say thank you, because he, if it wasn't for me, he'd still be whooping your ass right now.
But you sure took a vase to the back of the head. That was the funniest shit I ever seen, boy. That shit was fucking hilarious. I wanted to make sure you was all right before I started laughing. But that shit was funnier than the motherfucker.
Hey, you know the fucked up part, and the one time I walked away, I took a vase to the back of the head.
She clocked you. She clocked you good as hell too, boy. Woo! And it was like a football in the air, y'all. It had a tight spiral and everything. She looked like Peyton Manning.
Go deep, motherfucker. Took me out the door, straight out the door. I'm holding the screen door. I felt that motherfucker. I went straight out the door. I'm like, oh. The block wasn't through the same, huh?
That shit was funny as hell.
Well, see, why do women do that, though? When you try to walk away, they just keep pushing your butt.
That's a good question, man. Ladies, that's a hell of a question. Very good question. Why y'all don't let the man just walk away?
Because I literally walked away. I walked away. I mean,
ladies?
And the fucked up part is I call her cheating.
Oh, anybody, ain't nobody got nothing to say now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's
got
nothing to say
ourselves.
Now.
We ain't got to tell on ourselves now.
No, seriously, though. Seriously, though. If the man's really trying to walk away, he's trying to get out of a bad situation. Why do y'all try to prolong this shit? Hey, just keep talking.
It depends on the person and that relationship. That's what I feel. Because some people I did that with, some people I haven't.
But why you did it with the ones you did it with then?
Because when I try to walk away, he won't let me walk away.
Exactly.
So tick for tack.
Exactly. No,
that's bullshit.
Motherfucker, you want to talk, you going to talk to me.
Two wrongs don't make a right. That's bullshit. You should be the bigger person.
Wait a minute. Who was that just screamed out exactly like that? Who just screamed that?
That was Tina.
Yes,
that
was
girl.
Tina. Me and do the same shit. I used to try to walk away. This motherfucker trying to fight me and shit. Hell no. And now you want to walk away? No, we going to talk. We about to fight. Now the motherfucker think I'm crazy. Now you been fighting me all this time, and now I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight, goddamn it, shit.
Wait a minute, hold up, man. She been on the show for a month. I've never heard her get that fucking loud.
Yeah, that shit hit a nerve. That shit struck a nerve.
Well,
must have happened to her before. She must be speaking from experience.
Right. I mean, shit.
No, I've never been in the type of situation where the man would walk away. I was in a situation where I was just like, kept trying to avoid the situation. Like, okay, this person's upset. Let me walk away. Let me go do something. You know, let me remove myself from the situation because I could feel that I was getting irritated and I don't want to say some shit that I'm going to end up regretting later on. But he kept coming at me like, and this and that and pointing and picking and everything. And I was just like, for real? Like, finally I just blew up. Like, all right. Because I've never been in a situation where a man will walk away from me. Never. I would like that. Like, damn, okay, give it a break. Walk away, get your mind right, because in the heat of the moment, you ain't even making sense about what you're really mad about. You pick everything that happened in the whole relationship. It's not even what you're really mad about.
Well, I think you and Janine must be kin, because she's straight co-signing everything you say.
Let me ask this. Let me ask this one. This phone thing, why is it that y'all get so tough over the phone? Now, let me tell y'all, I had a situation.
Because you away from us, shit.
Right, okay. Let me tell you. Now, my girl, she was trying to, you know, for the most part, tough old bird, stand her ground. You know what I'm saying? But this particular time, man, this motherfucker just went ballistic on the phone with me, dog, right? I don't know if I know she had to know that I was going to come over there. So I get there, and I see her, and you know how a motherfucker look at you out the corner of your eye like, motherfucker, don't touch me. Don't touch me. But the motherfucker kept running towards the room. Now, I'm mad, but at the same time, this shit look funny, because it's like, okay, you know, walk in like that, be tough not. That motherfucker looks at that eye, but you know, motherfucker like, I ain't scared. But when I got that motherfucker there that jumped out of motherfucking skin, which in return made me less mad. It actually turned out to be funny. But I'm just saying, man, y'all motherfuckers know y'all can talk some shit on that phone.
Not me.
It don't be the shit that pissed me off, though. Oh, go ahead, baby. My fault.
I don't like talking shit over the phone because someone can so easily press that end and hang up, and that would just... I will have to hunt you down if you hang up on me. I hate that feeling. So if I'm going to get loud, if I'm going to get mad, express what I feel, it's going to be in your face.
Yeah, I hate that hang up shit too. I'm coming for you. I'm calling back first.
Shit, I'll hang up on your ass in a minute.
I hate that hanging up shit, man.
I'll be like, yo, listen to this. I say, just calm down. Listen. You be like, what? Click! That's what she gonna hear. Motherfucking click. Click, click. And then when she called back, I'd be like, oh, I lost a signal.
You know, sometimes people can't express how they feel when that person's sitting right there in their face because they
That's
feel
very
like,
true. That is
you
very
know,
true.
When you're looking at them, then you become more calm and stuff like that because you realize how much you love that person. But when you over the phone, that person not sitting in your face, and whatever you mad about, it'll come out. But when you see that person, sometimes it's like it fades away or something like that. You know, people are like that.
That brings me to a question. Ladies, how do y'all deal with that type of man? How do y'all deal with the man that passive guy? You know, that brother that don't want to argue. You know what I'm saying? How do you deal with that?
They run him the
I'm
fuck
pretty
off.
Sure all y'all dealt with one before. How do you deal with that brother that don't want to argue with you? He don't want to start no shit. He just want to chill. You know, they call
they
those them passive brothers. He's passive. How do you deal with the passive guy and how do you deal with the aggressive guy? How do you deal with that motherfucker that's going to get in your motherfucking face? How you deal with those?
Type of person I am, I need the person that's going to be in my face or I'm going to run over you because that's how I am.
You're going to run over him?
Yeah.
Why would you run over
him? What I want to do, I'm going to do it.
Not literally, man. She don't
I know that,
literally.
Not literally, motherfucker. Damn, I ain't retarded. I'm about to beat your ass.
No,
so not literally, motherfucker. Damn. Man, I'm about to resign, man. I'm putting my 2 weeks in, man. You need a new producer, motherfucker. No, I'm saying, though, why do ladies treat the nice guys like shit and treat the motherfuckers that hurt you like kings? Why is that? Somebody please explain that to me.
You know, they not perfect either, so don't be trying to act like they perfect, too, just because they passive. Them sneaky motherfuckers that try to do everything behind your back. That's why they
But that's the
quiet.
Motherfucker you dog, they, though. But that's the one you dog. You dog the nice guy. You dog the motherfucker that opened the door for you.
What I'm saying is all because he's nice and he's a gentleman don't mean he ain't doing shit behind your back, is what I'm saying.
Well, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand why, you know, the guy that treats you well, treats you nice, don't disrespect you, none like that. You know, he's considered soft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that motherfucker that's going to get up in your face, you know, he might grab you once in a while. That's the motherfucker you fall in love with. I don't understand that. Somebody help me.
Oh, I just like to be grabbed. You just can't be soft with me. I'm not a soft person.
You're the exception to the fucking rule. So let me go to Tina and Sunshine, because Janine is the exception. Tina, Sunshine, I'm pretty sure y'all have dealt with both types of guys. You know, the nice guy. You know, I'm pretty sure y'all have dealt with the thugged out motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? What's the difference, though?
Is it a such thing as a thugged out nice motherfucker?
No, he don't exist. Ain't no
yeah,
nice thug.
Yeah, because I'm married to one. Exactly.
A nice thug?
I ain't
never met a nice thug.
Nah, come on. We ain't the most rugged people in the world, but we got thugs. I mean, I think we nice thugs.
Let me defend thug. This that motherfucker that's gonna choke you. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker that's gonna
that
push your ass down.
That just make him abusive. That don't make him a thug. That ain't doing it. That just make him abusive. Hell, a nice motherfucker choke your ass if you piss him off enough.
I disagree with that.
That don't make him no thug.
I disagree
with
that.
Yeah, nice motherfucker. I made a real nice pass. A motherfucker choked me one time, so that, yeah, sure.
You told that motherfucker to choke you? Yeah, you just pissed him off.
How the hell you make a nice motherfucker to choke you? I don't understand that. What did you do to make a nice motherfucker choke
you? Oh, you want to know what I did,
What did you do?
He took my, we got into it. I said I was leaving. He was like, no, I'm not. I said, yes, I am. He took my keys. So I called this dude who was going to take me and the kids to West Carsonville.
That's why he choked your ass. You going to call another motherfucker?
She's trying to prove what you said. You said that a nice motherfucker ain't going to choke you.
Exactly.
A nice motherfucker will beat the shit out of you when they feelings are involved. It don't
that's
matter.
Different. He snapped.
But if you disrespect him like that, what else is he? He's still a man first. But what, I mean, what? How else would you expect him to react? We arguing, and then you're going to call another man to come pick you up.
Well, he should have took my keys.
Well, see, he was too nice for his own good, because that scenario right there, I'm sorry, because that argument would have let you know, you call another man, I'm going to beat your ass.
He did say that. He said, if you pick up the phone and dial that number. But he was saying it so quiet and passive and nice. I was like, whatever, motherfucker.
He gave you fair warning.
Now,
he was real quiet, real low. He never raised his voice or nothing. So I was just like, yeah, okay.
Let me ask you a question. After he choked the shit out your ass, you call another motherfucking man, which is what any man on this planet would have done in that situation, and he apologized.
What
did he do to make it up to you?
We went out,
and we, you know, went out to dinner and stuff like that. I mean, we made up.
Exactly. Nice way.
Yeah.
All right.
No. Oh, come on, motherfucker. Don't go there. You just fucked up and apologized too. Every man done it.
Hold on, dog. She called another man. Oh, I'm not apologize for whooping your ass.
You gonna apologize? All right.
I'm sorry, I blacked your eye. I didn't mean to hit you that hard.
Sorry, I choked you. So you turned blue. Well, you almost passed out. I let you go right before you passed out.
See? I mean, I didn't mean it. I didn't know I was gonna actually hit you that hard. But yeah, that's. Best apology you get out of me. You can call it another man.
That's a good one. I apologize for blocking your eye. I like that. I'm going to use that shit. I like that. But
and
check
I'll
this out.
Dad. I'll probably
check
dad.
This out. Now, Tina, you new to the show. And since I got my girl Sunshine on here, Sunshine wants me to try something. So I'm looking for a volunteer. So, Tina. I don't know if you flow like this, but let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
During sex, has a man ever choked you during sex?
No, but I would probably like it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
Where you live,
girl? What's
your address? This is some shit I've been wanting to try. Sunshine told me I need to try it, so I'm going to try it. Seeing that you
no,
want to try it.
No,
I
Sunshine
told
you
don't try it. I told you don't try it because your ass might not know when to let go.
He'd be tapping on his arm like, he'd be like, ah, okay.
Right.
Right.
Tapping the room.
Hey. Y'all need, hey, what Kevin Hart say? Y'all need a safe word. Pineapple.
Right.
Well, she can't get it out. What?
Fucking with him, you gonna need a safe word. I'm sorry.
Fucking with him, your safe word gonna need a safe word. Shit.
Man, come on now, y'all. Tina, what's up? I think we can try this. I'm down if you
do. Do it.
Just tap me on the leg. Tap me on the leg. That's our password. Tap on the leg.
My hands gonna be around your hands trying to pull them off my throat.
Oh, that was good. Oh, I'm just saying, I still want to try it out. I'm looking for somebody to try it with. Tina, you say you want to try it. Shit, I want to try it. Sound like a match.
I'm taking it.
I'm just. We ain't gonna let him know.
He heard up to that and I'm taking it.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. See, you try it with me. You like it, then you can do it with him.
She ain't gonna survive with you, so that's she gonna do it with him. You talk about chop on your leg and then say the safe word. She ain't gonna survive that shit.
No, the safe word is tap me on my leg, then I know. Let go.
How is she gonna tap you on the leg, dog?
He said that is the safe word.
Right, tap on the lid.
He said, Lord, how much?
I'm in the place. Oh, you like it, don't you? You like it, don't you?
Every time she get out tap, he don't choke her ass harder.
She kicking and shit. He's like, oh, boy. More?
The house turned red. That shit on the blow up die first. If you bust die, you know you choking too hard.
Okay, wait. Now hold on, Tina. I mean, I'm just trying to see. How tall are you?
5'4".
Hell no.
You can't reach your mouth.
That's
a
good size, man. That's perfect.
You need somebody like 6'2", like 300-pound motherfucker that can actually your ass off of them. You need a motherfucker that's going to be able to wrap your ass up off of them. She's too small, man.
Either that or her neck thick enough that she ain't going to feel that shit. She's going to be laughing, talking about quit playing.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't have to start that with a heavyweight, man. You need somebody.
Yeah. Well, the next circumference is 16 and a half or better.
He's talking about tap his leg. She can't even reach his leg.
Right, 5'4", man. She can't do shit. Your big belly ass makes up over her. Gina smacked his glasses off.
She
got to
pass out.
She about to blow on them glasses and write a message on there or something.
Oh, he might get offended at me and put her ass in here.
Oh, y'all so crazy.
Y'all got jokes, man. Y'all just ruined the whole motherfucking thing with me and Tina. Now y'all just fucked it all up for me.
Dude, we were doing it for her and you, dog.
It's all fucked up, man.
We ain't
trying to win him.
The economy finna go bad again. We ain't got no money to be trying to bail your ass out of jail.
Kid, don't believe the hype. It ain't even like that. They don't even know me like that.
But that's right, to be the doctor. You said both has to write a message.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. I must admit, that was pretty fucking good. No one wants to write a message. That's pretty fucking good.
Oh, man. That was serious. Oh, my God. She's like, whoa, the glasses. Can y'all picture that?
I mean, that's all you're going to be able to do is blow. You know that he's going to be coming out, so if his glasses going to fog up.
Fuck all y'all.
Oh man,
Tina, they just bullshitting, Tina. They ain't really like that.
And that was. Hey Tina, we need to see you on sincity.spruce.com. He's gonna make a page, man. So, well, man, he can get his blow up doll to practice.
Blow up doll? I ain't got no home for the blow up doll.
I said you need to practice choking with a blow up doll. You know, if you bust it, then you know you choking too hard. So that means next time you got to ease up a little bit.
She got a point.
I ain't got no motherfucking blow up doll. What the hell is y'all talking about?
What do you think? But you ain't the same place I do. Take your ass over there to Sex World downtown. I mean, not downtown. You know what I'm talking about.
Whatever, man. I want to practice on somebody real.
Oh, look. We ain't got no money to bond you out of jail.
I ain't going to jail.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's what the mouth says.
Man, don't be calling me to hide no body. Man, don't be calling me to hide no body, dude. If you do, man, you better already have it chopped up. I ain't doing no work. I ain't dead.
Oh, whoa,
I ain't doing shit.
Hold on. Y'all really talking about helping the big ass. Hold on, man. No, we ain't. Taylor, we not this type of show. We're not. These motherfuckers is crazy. This motherfucker talking about.
Sunshine won't start that shit. Sunshine always come on the show starting shit. Always starting shit. All the goddamn time. Always, Sunshine. Got to start
Wow.
I can see you every Wednesday. Like, yep, I'm finna call the stars some shit.
Wow. I hadn't even said shit. You came up with that.
You the one started that shit. Talking about I'm gonna kill somebody, choking them.
Y'all just get to it so bad. She ain't saying not one word. She She already got 9-1 pressed on her phone. She waiting on you to come go ahead. She pressed that up the front of your ass. What?
All right, now, y'all, everybody tell Tina we just joking now. We're just having fun, Tina, though. This is not, it ain't really like that.
Ain't nothing.
I'm not even don't listen to him, Tina. We just having fun. See what I'm saying? That's Sunshine said that shit. Starting shit. How we starting shit, man? We need to change our calls now.
We need to
get hey, man.
Been out here long enough. She know we playing.
We need to screen our calls better. We need to get a better screener. Sunshine shouldn't be getting through. She always starting shit.
She gonna ask what's the address? She got the authorities on the phone right now. Yes, they called him Father Time. I don't know what. She asked me for my address. She done put up a
for me to just say. Don't worry about it.
No, it's just jokes, sweetheart. It's just jokes. Sunshine, tell her you're just joking.
She know she been on here long enough. She know we act like this.
No.
Oh, we starting shit, man. I told that motherfucker not to let you get through. I'm about to fire his ass. I told him, you keep that 902 number. No, do not get through. Don't send
like
it.
That's the only phone I got.
Man.
Shit, well, you got to add that one to the block list, too, then.
Man, I'm sorry, man. That was just too funny, man. I'm going to have to replay this show. She said, you better.
That shit was good. That was a classic. That was classic.
Oh, goddamn.
That's thinking on your feet right there.
Man, that was straight off the dome, too. She said she got to close this glass. And a buddy, and I could actually picture somebody just like, foo, foo. Stop.
You hear that squeaky sound?
Y'all clowning.
Isn't that an S, a T, and an O, and a P on your...
The police said, did you tell you to stop? No. They got to add glasses as the evidence.
All right, how did you get to work?
Y'all having a good ass joke at my expense, though. I appreciate that. Have fun with this shit, goddammit. I'm blocking everybody next week. Ain't nobody getting through. I'm doing a show by my goddamn self. Everybody just having a good old time with old Father Time.
Shit. We know who ain't going to be having a good old time with you.
Oh,
I'm
on the end of that
token. No, man, that's bad, boy. That's bad business.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
I know, exactly. That's why she ain't been a little joker.
Just
so crazy,
you should try.
But check this out, man.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
You know you're really not helping your case, son, right?
Yeah, well, fuck it. I got one more then. Fuck it. Let me play this one too then.
Go ahead. Make my day.
He ain't got nothing to do with the conversation.
So, Tina, what do you think? You ready? You ready to get choked by Father Time?
No.
Say what?
No.
Wait, now, before we get to blaming me again, could you tell him it ain't because of me?
No, I probably wouldn't want to do it because I might like it too much.
You the man who don't even want to do it no more.
I didn't make it. Y'all made it with all that little crazy nonsense y'all been talking.
They fucked it up. Father Time to fuck it up for everybody.
No, don't blame that shit on me. I blame that shit on Sunshine, Janine, Wick, and Cat.
Her dude gonna be like, let's try something new. It won't be no motherfucking choking. That's the goddamn show.
Hey, he gonna be like, who the fuck is that motherfucking Father Time? He's gonna be pissed at you, dog.
Hey, like, what? I said, hey, that's fucking motherfucker. We talking about fucking. You give me anal. You just not finna choke me. Fuck that. I think, hey, the motherfucker, I get that choking shit going on.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
Hey, you gonna be like, don't listen to that goddamn show no more. That show no more. Hey,
hell yeah, he gonna bang your head.
Y'all funny, man. Y'all funny. Y'all real funny. Y'all lucky I'm mellow. Y'all know I'll be coming back at y'all asses. But I'm mellow right now, so I ain't gonna even respond. Go ahead. Crack more jokes, motherfuckers. More jokes.
I'm just saying, bro, we on your side, man. We love you. We love you. We don't like saying we damn sure ain't got no bail money.
What you need bail money for, man?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. There's no bail on the murder charge.
Get the fuck out of here!
If you do it with the right person, it's a very enjoyable experience. You just have to do it with the right person.
See,
I mean,
that's what I'm like, saying. I'm the right person.
Like?
I'm the right motherfucker. I'm telling you.
I'll try. Come on, I'll try with somebody. Anybody die? Anybody want to get choked? Let's try it. We'll show Father Time.
No, you kind of aggressive too. I don't know.
You said what?
I said you're a little aggressive too.
Dang. Oh yeah, I'm very aggressive. I'm very aggressive. But I'm aggressive in a good way.
Yeah, but see, as long as you don't flash back on some shit, I try it.
Well, that bitch fucked
up.
You ain't got no base around me. You good. I look up and I see a lavender color base, then yeah, I'm liable to get the choking the shit out your ass for real.
Yo, just what that motherfucker did to you when he was
fucking. don't go for no vases. We be alright. Hold your no vases, we good. Now, you get to reaching for a vase, talking about I just want to use some of the water. Nah, motherfucker. I just want to get a flower. Nah, don't touch no fucking vase. I don't have a vase in my house because of that. Motherfucker got me once. You never get me again.
Yeah, she definitely got you.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
Look, where are my flowers in? You better get a cup, goddamn it.
I'm bringing no motherfucking vase. I get knocked like a three dudes. Mo Larry Cheese. I'm gonna get to knock everybody out. I do not own a vase. There's not a vase in my house. I do not own a vase. Everything. I mean, that motherfucker spiraled that motherfucker in my head. And I mean, point so perfect. I mean, you know what? I should have called her as, hey, bitch, you remember that vase?
Yeah, I'm telling y'all, she looked at me and she said, go deep.
I started running out the door and she just launched that bitch. Fire.
That motherfucker dropping the snow on his knees looking. Hey, y'all should have just saw the look on his face. He was looking like, what the fuck just happened?
And where are
you
at? He was
ahead with a vase, motherfucker. That's what happened.
Where were you at, Father? Where were you at?
I was right there.
You were supposed to be in defense. You didn't warn him. You just say, hey, dog, look out.
Hell no. No. In my defense, I was living there. She was the woman of the house, so I had to respect her shit. It ain't my place to say, yo, dude, she's throwing a vase at you because she threw both of us out.
You know what?
I was paying the bills. What the fuck you mean? Respect her shit. She ain't paying for shit in that house.
She was the woman of the house.
I had to
respect her shit. You should have bobbed the weed, motherfucker. You should have ducked. I said, look out. I said, look out, man. Look out. She grabbing the vest, dog. Look out.
No, you want to play Billy Badass, you will hit me. Hi, y'all.
Yeah, that's all right, because she got that motherfucker beat y'all through it, our ass, too.
I don't remember that. I remember you in the motherfucking snow on your knees with no shoes on talking about what just happened.
Hell yeah. I can't do so. I can't.
Where am I?
When I came to, I mean, I'll be the first one to admit, man, you know how motherfuckers get hit and everything just go like, ding, like, you know, that itching pain, it hurts so bad it's itching, and you just, all you can do is hug the motherfucker. Hey, it was a hell of a pain. It was a hell of a motherfucking pain.
That shit was funny to the motherfucker, boy. That shit was funny as hell. I ain't gonna lie, that shit was funny. Dog, you missed that one, man. You missed that one, dog. You missed that one.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something about my man Wick. We went to the club one night. You remember this, dog. Both of y'all remember this. This motherfucker had a broke arm, right? His shit was in a sling. You remember that one, man? We was at In Effect. We went to
when he tried to pick that girl up and dropped her ass on the stage. Man, them girls came around that corner and they was gonna whoop his ass.
Man, I'd have been out there like goddamn
shit. You had one arm, motherfucker. You were like six of them girls. They was gonna tear your ass up.
Hey,
hold on, dog. Now. Let's tell the whole story. Now, what happened was he was dancing with the girl, and the girl picked him up. The girl picked him up like a...
Yes, she did. She picked his ass right up like a baby.
I mean, put him on her hip. Now, I mean, in his defense, I guess he got caught in the moment, and he forgot he had that one arm. So he went to pick up and tumble it. Boom! The girl said, I know you just didn't drop my girl. I know, man. It's about 10 girls swarmed his ass. He said, hey, my fault. He looked up. It was seeing all the girls swarmed. He's like, I'll beat your ass, bitch.
Man, I thought we was about to fight a bunch of girls that night, man. Cause they was ready. They was ready to bang.
Out the crowd. We had to snatch him out the crowd. Like, man, bring your ass home. He started talking shit. I'll whoop your ass, bitch. I'll whoop all your bitches.
With one arm. The motherfucker had one arm.
This was years ago.
he power slammed the girl to the ground. Now, take in mind, and I will say, we was drinking. We was drunk. We was drunk, and back then we was smoking weed, too. I mean, I put it out there. We were drinking and smoking. And how did you gonna pick that girl up, dog? That girl was bigger than you.
Yeah, I'm fucked up. I don't even know, man. Forgot all
man,
about wasn't feeling that bitch.
Hey,
you
should have tried
to pick her ass up.
Y'all seen that girl going at? And the girl, for all practical purposes, the girl let you pick her up. It's just when you dropped her. I mean, you hurt. I mean, anybody that used to go to NFL, y'all know how loud that music used to be. You heard the thump hit the ground like boom. Your feet actually vibrated like boom.
Off, kicking their high heels off. They's ready to squat.
He I'm dropped like,
man,
her
we,
on.
We got to fight some girls.
Like I said, anybody been in the fact back in the day, y'all know how you used to get on the stage and everybody, you know, when you're on the stage dancing, everybody's looking at you. He
right.
dropped her. Power slammed her on the stage.
What the fuck? Oh, shit.
He said it wasn't no power slam. What you call it, dog? You dropped around on the motherfucking back.
It's an accidentally
You are Anderson. You straight up did an Arn Anderson on her, man.
It was a spine buster.
A spine buster right on the stage. And her girls came from all them. Hey. Them girls came from all over. I'm like, God damn, she got a lot of friends up in this motherfucker.
Man,
those
are
I mean,
these
they were everywhere.
That's for the wears ass thing. Oh, shit.
Hey, you steady talking shit. I'll whoop all you bitches ass. You can't whoop all them hoes.
Well,
you only got
been,
one on.
I've been like Ace, goddamn Roddy Piper's boy. I've been clotheslining them motherfuckers with my goddamn cast.
I don't think you was going to win. I don't. I really don't think you was going to win. I don't. Not a 1 on 10.
That was a woo for a girl.
Yeah, I think you would have lost that one, man. I'm glad we didn't have to fight them girls, man. I'm glad I didn't have to swing on no damn girl. It didn't look like that at first. Then, oh, well, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Hold on. Don't nobody hang up. Hold on. I got a story about Mr. Co-host here. Same club, in effect. Him and Mr. Charlie.
Oh, that wasn't me. That was Mr. Charlie.
No, that was you. You was right there with him. You was right there with him.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, now, ladies. Ladies, you at the club. It's packed, right? It's packed. You can feel when a motherfucker grab your ass, right? Ladies, you can feel when a man grab your ass in a club, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, these two motherfuckers want to walk around grabbing asses.
I grabbed the whole bunch of
them. They grabbed the wrong ass.
No,
they grabbed the wrong ass. She went and told her man, right?
If you want to hear the story.
No, hold on. Let me finish my story. When she told her man, he just happened to have like 20 friends at the club with him. Now, they got us surrounded. There's like 20 of these motherfuckers. They got us surrounded in the motherfucking club, in effect. Now, if it weren't for the security guards, we'd still be picking up pieces. It's like 20 on 3 because they want to walk around filling on girls' asses. Does that make any sense? Somebody talk to me. It don't make no sense, right?
Hold on.
You gotta
man.
Get a quick feel.
Hold on.
No, we would have lost. We would have lost that fight. They was too deep.
Hold on. I'm not saying we wouldn't, but every girl ass I grab, they want to be there grabbing. I have no problem. Now, Mr. Charlie was pinching. That's what happened. He pinched. He wasn't caressing. He was pinching. He was grabbing.
Don't go there. Now, you know, I got the power to end the show. Don't go there.
Oh, no. Now, ladies, let me ask you this. Let me ask y'all. Now, if a fella, you know, he walked by and he caressed your ass, right? You know what I'm saying? You might be feeling him. You know, he walked past you and he, you know, caressed that ass a little bit. That could be a turn on, right? You said what now? What did he say? That be a turn on? Yeah, I mean, I'm saying if he's like caressing, I mean, you feeling him a little bit. He feeling you. You know, he walked past, he caressed you on the ass a little bit. That could be a turn on, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, what if he grabbed your ass and he pinched, I mean, he grabbed the meat and he pinched the motherfucking turd until you get the bruise on your ass? That is,
I ain't need no goddamn bruise, man. Come on, man. Don't exaggerate the story, dog. I ain't need no bruise, man. a joy, man. She liked that shit.
No, she said, Ron, so, and she said,
you know what? If you think somebody that hard, yeah, you don't show nobody ever. Don't show that shit.
See,
ever.
That's why I told you not to go there, man.
She literally started crying. I'm like, what the fuck wrong with you? She's like, Trevor, keep beating my ass and that hurt.
She didn't say shit to me. I thought she liked it.
She was scared. I mean, every time she gonna pass you, grab her ass, pinch it, and twist the meat. God damn. You was trying to do more reckless shit.
Oh, man, why you telling all this bullshit, man? I mean, I know we've been doing the show for a year and a half, man, but goddamn. Goddamn. There's some shit motherfuckers don't need to know.
Well,
and
I
that's
mean,
one of them.
I mean, you shouldn't have twisted me. I mean, a pink is one thing, but you can pink. I mean, you put your fingernail in it and you twist? Goddamn. You talking about she got bruises on her ass and he just...
She ain't
like
say none of that shit to me, man. I thought she liked the shit, dog. I thought that was her thing.
Well,
she
really
didn't say shit, so I kept doing it.
You really thought those were tears of joy? So you telling me you thought those were tears of joy?
That's how we players roll.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. I'm gonna correct. I'm not gonna try to make it bleak.
Yeah, whatever, man. Whatever.
Come on.
You don't want to start telling stories. I can tell some motherfucking stories.
I mean,
What?
Do you really want to go
there? We can go there.
No, we can. I mean, we can start next week. We can start off next week and go toe for toe, blow for blow.
Nah, you don't want to do that, man. You don't want to do it. I got a lot of dirt on you, dog. I got a lot of dirt on you. You don't want to do that.
I don't think so.
I don't think you. We can start in the projects and work our way up.
We can.
All right. Ain't that type of show, though.
Yeah,
you know, Wednesday's ladies' night. Wednesday's for the ladies.
Don't start
you
got me
up fucking with you. I ain't trying to fuck with you, man.
I mean,
your fucking cousin. Fuck both of y'all motherfuckers.
I ain't even said nothing, man. Look at you.
Fuck you. I still remember when you ran on me that night, motherfucker. Fuck you, too.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, dog, you just got those roughhousing tactics.
Man, I'm a lover, not a fighter, man.
I can't tell you. You pitched that ass like you hate fights.
Hey, don't hate the player, man. Hate the game.
I don't want whatever you say, Tyson.
I'm just saying. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. Don't be mad because I play the game better than you.
That's one thing I can say. You ain't never bit nobody, I don't think.
Bite somebody? What the fuck am I gonna bite somebody for, man?
Oh,
where the fuck is you getting this shit from, man?
That feels great.
Who said that you. Feels great?
We talking
me.
About Father Time.
Who is me? Hold on, dog. Somebody likes to get bit around this motherfucker. Who likes to get bitten?
I do. Janine.
Well, I know, Janine. You're the exception. You like all that rough shit. We know you like it rough. Somebody else agreed with you, too, though. I ain't
that
catching that voice.
Tina.
Oh, see? That's Tina. Oh, so you like to get, you like bite marks? You want to get choked? We need to hook up. I'll bite the fuck out you.
Oh,
y'all
didn't
say nothing this time.
Well, you
Sunshine, you stay out of it. Sunshine, you ain't got nothing to say. You keep your shit to
but
yourself.
I ain't say nothing. I just said I ain't saying nothing.
All right, you keep it like that now.
I bullshit you now. This thing is about as subtle as a drive-by shooting. I will fight the whole fuck out of
you. Just saying, man. Sometimes I be hungry. Ain't I be hungry sometimes, man.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Might not have ate that day.
Little Mike Tyson.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Too much true blood, dog. Too much true blood.
See, he fucking around and be talking about I'm going to do like Eric. And he been and bit the shit out of her. Oh, fuck. Nigga, she gonna think, hey, nigga, she gonna be like, oh, motherfucker, stop.
It's on that base.
Yeah. Hey, it ain't my fault if I go Jeffrey Dahmer on your shit. I might like that shit.
Yeah.
I heard it tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
Tina, I'm about to take you in a private room. We need to talk. Because you want to do some shit that I want to do.
Jeez. Yeah, just not with you.
Oh, baby, when we get off the show, dog, we definitely gonna talk. I got some shit for you. You slick-ass motherfucker. That was some slick-ass shit. That was some slick-ass shit. I like that shit, though.
Oh, it's gonna be hot.
That was real cute.
See, the thing, you know, thank God somebody else said it. I ain't want to say it. Thank God somebody else said it.
I'm just saying, Tina, I'm a good guy. I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice guy once you get to know me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sweet.
Tina,
I'm a sweet
Tina,
guy. I'm what you consider sweet.
Man,
I treat you right.
You know, Tina
got
quiet.
That didn't sound right.
Tina
I
got
treat
quiet.
You better than any man. Go ahead, man. Get your fucking crack in, motherfucker. Go ahead. I ain't even going to say shit else. Go ahead.
Tina didn't be quiet for 10 minutes. You already know she never put the restraint order against your ass. already Father Time. That's what I don't know his real name. I just know they keep calling him Father Time.
Look, she's like, go on SinCity.Spruce.com.
Right, he's a,
that's right. You go to SinCity.Spruce.com, baby. My name is
Tina,
Father Time. I'm a
Tina, he's the tall one. I'm the short one. So don't get us confused. Please don't get us confused.
I got some great ass
yeah,
fucking friends.
Yeah, damn, 50% off Viking tickets. That's because ain't nobody buying that shit.
Hey, at least they got one good team in Minnesota, the Lynx.
Yeah, the women.
They're in the finals.
They won some games already.
They balling, man. They balling.
Ain't no,
hey, man.
No
you
other
know,
it takes a woman.
And Maya Moore, that is one fine woman. She is fine as hell. And she's thick, too.
Now, see, you
I
might could try to choke her.
I would
you
love to choke
her.
I'd choke the fuck out of her.
She might whoop your ass. But you might
she gonna whip my ass,
her.
Man. She gonna
no,
whip my
she
ass.
She might whoop your ass.
No, she ain't that motherfucker tough. But she fine. She fine as hell. She is fucking
hey, man,
gorgeous
to
me.
They done gave us a lot of time, man. Shit, they usually been to cut us off by now.
No, we got 4 minutes and 45 seconds left.
Oh, okay.
You know, they gonna cut us off in the 4 minute mark. So anybody got any more cracks on me? If you got any more jokes for all the time, go ahead and say them now before we get cut off. So make sure y'all get it aired. Ha ha. Hey, Tina, fuck what they talking about, Tina. we should talk. Because I think, you know, both of us, you know, we got some shit that we want to try.
You know what I mean? And you know, practice make perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We just practice. We just keep practicing. I understand you with somebody, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's some shit that you don't need to share with your mate. And this just happened to be one of them.
Not the same.
You don't need to share anything with his ass.
Janine hung up.
Hey, look. Janine
hung up.
No, she's still here.
Janine. Didn't he curse us out for saying you're not supposed to share everything with your mate? Didn't we get cursed out for that?
No, you don't forget shit, do you?
Exactly.
How the fuck do you remember all this bullshit? You remember
that's
shit. We talked about this shit a year
bullshit.
Ago. You still remember it. How do you remember
I'm
this kind of stuff?
I'm allergic to bullshit, so I remember. You remember what you're allergic to?
How you going to say I'm bullshit now? Come on.
Hey, but you know, now, hold on. Sunshine, it's funny that you said that because me and him had a conversation the other day how you don't forget shit.
You don't forget shit.
We just had this conversation the other day. Like, Sunshine, don't forget shit.
Don't forget shit, man.
He said it, too. He said, I could say something. She would be like, nah, motherfucker, remember when you say it. So,
that's a true story. It's a true story because we just talked about it.
And we just said, man, you catch him on it every time. You catch him every time.
Every time. I told you I'm putting all her numbers on the block list, man, because she always starting shit. She called the show just to start shit, man. In time.
I ain't gonna say nothing else from now on.
You can talk. Just remember, you can't go against me. You have to agree with me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we on the same page, you know. Vikings, maybe Vikings all day. Me, you, Wick, Tina, Vikings. We all about the purple.
Hey, the purple people lead the
time. Purple, baby. It's all about the purple. You know, I got my Brett Favre jersey. I got all that good shit. Randy Moss, Hovan.
Tina, fucking around with him, you'll be purple when he lets you up.
Oh, there you go, man. I'm talking to you and Sunshine now. Y'all always starting shit. We got a minute and 7 seconds left, y'all. We got 107 left. They're going to cut us off. Anybody got something they want to say right quick?
Anybody?
SinCity.Spruce.com.
Hey, let's get it in.
Hey, Tina, thank you for calling. Tell your friends about us. You know, we like to have a good time. Tell your friends. They can forget all their problems for an hour and a half.
Hell, this
be careful, girl.
Just don't get bit.
I'll bite you, baby. I'll bite you. But I'll be easy on you, girl. Row.
Wait, did you play your line?
Yeah, that's my line. Wow.
What the fuck you about that, dog? What? That's a lesbian homosexual. What the fuck was wow?
That's my line, baby. That's my line. Wow.
Don't you ever do that again.
Hey, right, hey, Tina. Tina,
yeah.
all you need is some honey mustard sauce, baby, and it's on. I love me some honey mustard sauce.
Go ahead, dog. Hit it one more time.
Wow.
That was like a sick gay ass Tony the Tiger.
Hey. What? Tony the Tiger, baby. You know what, Sunshine?
Don't start nothing, won't be nothing now. You ain't too far from me. You ain't too far from me. You don't want me coming over there now with my little ski mask on. Ain't that right, Janine?
Uh-huh.
I remember the ski mask. Knock, knock. Get your window unlocked, baby. I'm coming in.
No, man, that was that was Selena last week that liked the ski mask.
I know, but before we did that show a little while back, Janine say she liked that shit too.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking about the role playing.
Oh, shit, she done went from ski mask to horses and everything else.
I can't fuck with no horse.
Don't be jealous. I can't get you like a horse can.
I give it that old mission try. But you know, a horse got me beat hands down. I ain't gonna even lie.
Yeah,
I told you all
with the horse.
I told you everybody talking about, look at the pretty horse. Janine talking about, look at him.
That's the real reason why men don't like to go horseback riding, too. They just jealous.
I'm not riding a motherfucking horse.
I mean, that motherfucker 8 feet, 200, 300, 400 pounds. I mean, shit. I mean, well, goddamn. I ain't mad at him.
I can't compare to no horse.
I'm mad.
My shit ain't that big.
Maybe not you, but.
Motherfucker, your shit ain't that big, neither, motherfucker. I seen your ass naked, motherfucker.
Really?
Remember that time you was in the mirror?
Hey,
licking on your finger? You was licking on your finger, rubbing on your nipples? Yeah, I saw all that shit, motherfucker. Remember, I used to live with you. I saw you licking your fingers, rubbing your nipples, butt naked in the mirror.
Pineapple.
You don't want to go there with me, baby. You don't want to go there with me because I've seen some shit.
Look, between that growl and what you just said, dog, and you, that is the gayest shit ever.
No homo, baby. No homo. I'm just saying. I've seen some shit. That's why I'm saying. You don't want to go there with me, man.
That's kind of too late.
You don't
want to
go there with me. I saw you. Hey, Janine, Tina, you're a grown-ass man. I stayed with this man. Now, the bathroom was right next to my bedroom. I'm coming out the kitchen. No, hold on. I'm coming out the kitchen, walking to my bedroom.
Oh.
He in the mirror, in the bathroom. He in the bathroom, man. He just got out of the shower. He in the mirror. Butt-ass naked. Motherfucker, butt-ass naked. Door wide open, licking on his finger. No, hold on. Hold on. He put his finger in his mouth and got it real, real wet and started rubbing his nipples, looking at himself in the mirror.
And you looking at me in the mirror? You looking at me?
I can't help but look at you. You're right next to my bedroom.
Oh.
I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? Motherfucker, he licking on his own nipples.
That's why
licks their own nipples?
That's exactly why he had to move out, because he said he couldn't stop looking.
I ain't say I couldn't stop looking, motherfucker. I said I couldn't help but look. You're right next to my motherfucking bedroom. Butt-ass naked in the mirror.
What man was
kissing himself. Motherfucker kissing himself. He throwing kisses at himself. Mwah. M-W-A-H, motherfucker. Mwah. Yeah, I look good. Mwah.
So wait a minute.
It was harder than a motherfucker. He playing with his goddamn self.
Damn, this nigga just said my dick hard.
I said the nipples. I said the nipples, motherfucker. Don't go with that gay shit now. No homo. No homo,
now,
motherfucker.
For me to do all this, it took me probably, every bit of 2 to 3 minutes. Why was you standing there?
You right next to my bedroom, man. I caught a quick glance of you licking your fingers, rubbing your nipples. Butt-ass naked. I'm like, why? First of all, why are you butt-naked standing in front of the mirror blowing kisses at yourself?
Pause.
This motherfucker blowing kisses at himself.
What man blow kisses at they self? Mwah. Yeah, I look good. Mwah. Ooh.
I'm still
so like, he like LL Cool J. He just turned his cell phone. Mwah. Ooh, yeah. He rubbed the shit out of his nipple, Janine. He rubbing the shit out of his own nipples. Blowing kisses at himself. With his little cross on. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker? Wick, you missed that shit, man. I couldn't sleep for 2 days, man. I just kept seeing that image.
Commercial, dog. This is
all I saw
like
was that image
dog.
Of him rubbing on his nipples. I couldn't sleep for 2 days.
I thought I was gonna go blind, man.
Dude, I had to call my mom. I said, Ma, is this normal? Should a man be in the mirror rubbing his nipples, blowing kisses at himself? Is that right?
Was it normal for you to keep looking?
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't even look, man. I was shocked. I was stunned. I was like, look at this motherfucker right here. And I was like, shit, I got to move out, man. I can't be around this kind of shit, man. I wasn't raised like this, man.
Oh, Lord. Paul, please.
Oh, shit. Janine, that shit was scary. I was scared to go to sleep there.
I didn't sleep until I moved out.
I was worried.
Keep going on about this. Paul.
Man, that was some scary shit, dude. That shit was not normal, man. That shit was not normal.
Yeah, this is scary shit.
That's dude, that shit was scary, man. And you see, it's just the way he was looking. Dude, the way he was looking at himself. The way he was looking at himself, man. This shit, just his look. He was looking at himself, scared the fuck out of me. Like, this shit ain't right, man. Something's wrong with this motherfucker, man.
I had to laugh too much tonight.
Janine, I moved out. I was like gone like 2 days later. I was tired of the motherfucker because I couldn't sleep. I was scared to go to sleep. This motherfucker.
He was standing up over your bed.
Janine, listen. He was turning himself on. He didn't even need no woman. He was turning himself on.
Oh.
He was having dreams. He was standing up over your bed. Remember,
he was dreaming about himself. He was screaming about himself. That shit was scary.
This shit was scary.
Janine, imagine if you walked in and saw your man rubbing his own nipples, blowing kisses at himself. What the fuck would you think?
Wait a minute. This is what you just said. Yeah. I'm not your man. Why would you compare those two? Paul!
I'm asking her in a woman's perspective. If you, Janine, if you walked in and saw your man standing in the mirror by himself, licking his fingers, rubbing his nipples, what would you think?
Paul.
Blowing kisses. And the motherfucker was blowing kisses at himself.
Paul.
I'm telling you, this shit was not normal. I ain't never seen no shit like that in my life. And I moved out two days later. I was gone, Janine. I was tired because I couldn't sleep. Because that shit bothered me. That image. I just kept seeing that image. This motherfucker rubbing on his own nipples. What the fuck?
Please stop, man. I'm serious.
Janine, the killing part about the whole story, why he doing all this in the mirror by himself, his woman was in the next room. He didn't need his woman to turn him on. He turned his stuff on. That's a bad motherfucker.
Oh.
She was scary.
Oh.
I mean, his nipples was glistening because he had his spit all over him.
Paul. Oh, look what you said is Paul.
Oh, my goodness. You said they was glistening. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness gracious. Lord, help me.
I got you, man. Just give it to me, dog. I got you.
I got you, dog.
You don't want to go stories with me, baby. You don't want to go story to story.
I got you.
That right there in the whole conversation.
Yes, hey.
Please stop.
Just saying, Janine, you heard him. He talking about he want to go story for story. I go story for story.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Oh, God.
Damn,
yeah,
man, they let us go over a big time. They're giving us like a whole hour.
And I thank them.
This story just totally awry. I mean, it. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's awry because it's about your ass. Just admit it, man. Dog. I mean, be honest. Let's be straight up. Straight up. 100 on 100. You was not doing that.
If I say yes, would you please stop?
This
is classic, dog. This is classic. Hey, this is another excerpt, dog. This is another excerpt.
Hey, you got right in a minute.
Oh, my God.
He did not say my nipples was glistening, did he? He did not. He did not. Don't touch the top out of his mouth that my nipples was glistening.
Hey, Cass. Hey, Cass. It might be time for me to disappear. Play Ninja Vanish now. It's not gonna be pretty.
This is
another excerpt, man. This is another excerpt.
I can't wait till you go back and listen and be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna do this as an excerpt. I can't wait.
You're gonna be like, hey, no homo, man. This shit just kind of.
He's like, pause, nigga.
She fucked me up, man. I was like, man, this motherfucker actually loved his son. He don't need no girl. This motherfucker turned his cell phone, licking his lips and shit, blowing kisses in the mirror, kissing his muscles. What's wrong with him? Shit ain't right. Man, that motherfucker was kissing his muscles, licking his motherfucking muscles and shit. I'm like, man, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? You got your drunk? You had too much to drink. It's too early to be that drunk.
Uh-oh.
Case right now, so I wanted to end it to one of us over here because I tried. I really did. So, you know, when this show is replayed, remember, I tried. I'm editing. It's all about having a good time, man. Everybody laughing, everybody joking, everybody having a good time, man.
I'm telling you what it's all about.
I'm telling you, you put fuel to the fire, you know, and I'm telling you.
Oh, that was...
Fuel to what fire?
Oh, goodness, that was the best laugh ever.
Ouch. Oh, my God.
I'm totally outdone. I'm just totally outdone.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, you forgot all about your problems, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's what we do. We make you forget about your problems for a couple of hours.
Yeah, but you done created a whole bunch of new ones.
You say I'm having nightmares? Okay. How do you pull myself together?
God, wow. This was just...
I was having dreams about this motherfucker.
Pause. I know it's like pause, cut, and hit.
Please stop it. I can't breathe.
Okay.
This was a great show, fellas. I appreciate it.
These motherfuckers said, fuck it, they just gave us 2 hours today, huh?
Any other time they gave us 2.5.
Right. Any other time they cut us off, but then since that was the end of hell, what?
They just
they normally cut us off by now, man.
Yeah, now the network wanna hear some shit like this. Oh, rat this is what you think Dolly's off of? Oh, God. Uh-huh. But did anybody else hang up? I just want to know, is Sunshine and Peter still on here?
Nah, man. Everybody gone. Ain't nobody on here but us, man.
Thank the Lord.
You know, I can't joke like that with other motherfuckers, man.
Oh,
man.
New motherfuckers to take that shit like, damn.
Yeah, you need to replay this one. Put it on somewhere.
But it was a good-ass fucking joke, though.
Yeah.
That shit was motherfuckers.
Yep.
He probably never looked at that bathroom the same.
Hell no. I ain't used that motherfucker for 2 days. I go to my mama's house to use the bathroom.
Oh, that's all right. I go outside.
Oh, yeah. I'm at Trinity like a motherfucker.
Oh, you feel
I'm scared to go in there, man. That shit fuck with me, man. I got to go talk to a psychiatrist about that shit.
Oh,
I'm about to go talk to a psychiatrist tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
Hey, boy, you want to get one, man? You want to get one with that? Because, you know, the last two games was bullshit.
Oh, man, shit. Get off. I can't get on.
You can't?
I don't know, man. He blocked it somehow.
Man, that's fucking mad. Kobe missing them fucking two free throws, man.
Wait.
He told you twice.
I'm tearing his ass off.
Man, I was winning the whole fucking game to the end.
That Chalmers didn't broke his heart twice.
He that said he was about to give up.
I actually thought I lost. Because then they cheated me so bad, man. I hit a three. They said I only hit a two. Came back and hit a three at the buzzer to win. That motherfucker, boy, hey, it wasn't worse than last night, though. I called that motherfucker. He said, What? I said, what's wrong with you? What the fuck you want, man?
That's some bullshit, man. That's some bullshit. They cheated me two fucking games.
He said that shit shouldn't count.
I got two motherfuckers on him, dude. I got Pau Gasol. I had Pau on his ass. And Derek Fisher. And they both jump.
That was
and
bad.
But they still let him score. That's some bullshit, man, with no time left. Bugs going off by the ball in the air.
And not to mention, I've been blowing his ass out.
Whatever, man.
Oh, he didn't say that.
He got a couple of wins. Like I said, he got a couple of wins.
Damn, nigga, that was blowout.
But look, I whooped your ass so bad, you changed teams.
Okay, well, I got a new team. You can't. I whooped your ass because you can't. You changed teams?
I beat the Heat with Dallas and the Lakers. I beat the Heat with both of them.
Okay, well, I beat Dallas and the Lakers with just the Heat. You keep switching teams and still keep losing.
Whatever. He got LeBron James and motherfucking Dwayne Wade. And Chris Bosh. But it ain't like I ain't never beat him. It ain't like you ain't won every fucking game with them.
I won the last five.
I won the first six.
I won the
Lakers out. And Dirk tore your ass up. You had to change teams.
Okay,
I'm loyal, baby.
Okay, well, then you want to How you loyal? You keep going from the Lakers to Dallas. How you loyal?
You got the best fucking team on the game.
Oh, now I got the on the game. Here we go. Come on, dog.
You got the best fucking team, man. Of course I'm going to bring the second best team.
They weren't the best
team. That's why I brought the Lakers.
And man, get the fuck out of it. You know what? Dog, when you beat me, I didn't say shit. You beat me, you beat me. You the only motherfucker, every time you lose, you want to tear the house up.
No, I told you won. Don't get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I beat your ass so bad, motherfucker, you quit in the middle of the game.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Oh, you ain't tap out? You ain't tap out?
Wait a minute.
Oh, I tapped out? Yeah, true enough. I tapped out. Did you tap out?
Yeah, I quit. You quit.
You quit first.
Okay, you quit second. What's the point?
You tapped out. Dog, you remember when I made him tap out? You watched the whole game. I was up at like 25 in the second quarter. He quit.
Okay.
At least when I tap out, I play the whole fucking game.
You did not play the whole game.
I quit in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, because you was down by what, 25, 26?
You did it in the second quarter when you was down 25.
Okay, what's the difference? You trying to make it sound different. Ain't nobody trying to make it sound different but you.
Get your ass a bar. Get you a bar and meet me on the motherfucking game. And you know what? Your game is so bad, I'm strictly sticking with Dallas every time we play. I'm not even going to bring Kobe because you can't fuck with Kobe number one. And you know, when you was running with the Lakers, you didn't even know how to use Kobe. Your game is all about three. If you can't hit a three, you're going to lose every fucking time. That's
well,
why now all of a sudden, now you're trying to come with an inside game. That's why you brought out LeBron James. Because you can't beat me outside.
I know. It sounds good, but I just beat you the last five times.
Yeah, you did. I'll give you that. You did. But they cheated. Two of those games, they fucking cheated.
No fucking way
that motherfucker gonna make a three with power on his ass. No fucking way, man. That shit should have been blocked all day long.
I got cheated. I don't want nobody fight with you, man, because you can't never admit shit. You can't never admit when you lose.
Hey, I gave you, you won. You won. I got cheated, but you won. It's your victory. Enjoy it. Enjoy it while it lasts. That's all I can say. Enjoy it while it lasts. You beat me the last five times, true enough. I can't take that from you. Two of those games I got cheated.
Man, look, if you won't give me a tatum win, I'd rather not even hear it. I'd rather just sit here and gloat by myself about kicking your ass the last five times.
You beat me the last five times. I can't take that away from you. You won. You won every single one of those games. I'm giving you that. You won every last one of them. But two of those, you know you should have lost. The last one you called me and told me, you know you lost. He cheated. Gave you the game.
Okay.
When does Kobe miss two fucking free throws in a row?
Did you call me and say, oh, man, LeBron, that was a three, LeBron. Come on.
It was a three. They gave you a two. That's not my fault. That ain't my fault. That's on the game.
I came back and won.
Only because I called that timeout because I thought it was a three. If I would have knew it was a two, I wouldn't have called fucking timeout.
Okay, well, whatever the case is.
Cut your shit on, man, and see if you got a bar, man. Cut your shit on and see if you got a bar.
You lost, dog.
I know I lost.
Right,
I ain't no problem with losing.
You keep telling you keep getting mad, don't want to talk to nobody and nothing else when you lose.
The fuck I want to talk to you for? You just beat me. I want to hear you gloat. I want to hear you calling and saying, rub it in. Fuck you. I want to hear that shit. Did I call you when I beat you six straight? Nope, not one time. I ain't called you not one time. You run off, you got a little run going, you won five straight, but you want to call after every fucking game.
You text me. You text me.
I text you good day. All I said was good day. You want to call a motherfucker.
I got you. I got you. I got you. I got you. What's that? What's that? That's four.